have the right edition, Baruch Hashem, the right volume today. Let's hope. Your day of Beis, Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Yud. We're comparing and contrasting Shabbos and Basa B'chol. Let me read you the Aruch HaShulchan. Is the Aruch HaShulchan available online?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're my techie now. I'm appointing you. Please, if you don't mind, put the Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Yud.
Do you want to sign in?
I don't know how to sign.
Sign in.
So the Aruch HaShulchan lived before all these computers. You have to sign in together. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is discussing the dispute about tigun. If you fry meat and butter, it is the rice of the Rabbanon. And although we don't give malchus nowadays, it's shemet. You can't do it.
I'm not allowed to sign in. Well,
who was here last year? I never had this problem last year. Could you just get on? Yeah.
You can just type in your thing.
In any event, let's see if it works. So, is a dispute whether frying meat and butter is a deraisa de rabbona, and we don't give malchus nowadays. The difference would be, is there an isa b'aser b'hana, as per the Rama. Okay? Some say it is kibishul. Okay? And some say no. Fine. And it's a dispute. He calls it Rashi and Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Okay. After saying that, the Aruch HaShulchan continues as follows. It's true, still going nowhere? It's true that there's a Yerushalmi that discusses that no derman hamavushal is mutter b'tzli. I say I'm not going to eat any cooked items. I allow to eat roasted items. Number one, frying is closer to cooking than is roasting. Number two, who knows about the bigger reason why you can't bring any proof from the Dharam? Why not? Lashon b'nei Adam. The Dharam is all semantics. Nothing to do with Lashon Torah. To the contrary, tzli is included in Bishul. Guess what they quoted from? We quoted yesterday, Bishalta v'yachaltam, by Korban Pesach. They quote from Divrei HaYomim as well. V'im kein kol shekein tigun. Here's the Aruch HaShulchan, gives the logical point that if tzli is considered to be bishul, how much more so should tigun?
Doesn't work.
Okay. Which is frying considered to be in the category of bishul? Fine. And don't bring me a raya from Shabbos. This is the point I really wanted to show you. Where Shabbos it says yechayev an tzli and yechayev an tigun. What is with Shabbos? Shabbos, it says in the Torah, Bishul? It's a malacha. That's all. Malachas machsheves. What's this have to do with los of Ashik di mechalev imo? This is the point I wanted to share from the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud. And therefore, it's possible, it says los of Ashik di, and it only means cholov, chalev imo. Cholov milk is only for cooking. You can't fry in milk, you can't roasted milk? It's impossible. It's impossible. And therefore, he thinks, Ikar the din is, that if it's not actual cooking, there's no Easter de Oraisa. But the Rabbanan should stay away from it. Ad kan de Aruch HaShulchan that I unfortunately cannot show you inside, but I read it to you, okay, from Sif Yud and Yud Aleph. Yes, Max?
Where was I in
Pei Zayin Yud and Yud Aleph? That's what I just read for you. Yud and Yud Aleph. I gave you a summation. I'm sorry I can't show it to you, the actual text. Okay. Now I have another question to ask. It's going to be a serious question. Who in the room does not have a Shulchan Aruch, even today? Who does not have one? Oh, Baruch Hashem. So now I feel better. Almost everybody has one. Now, Reuben, if you want, on my desk, you can take my green one. No, you can take it. On my desk in my office. They have that, the green one. I use the black one, which I can read. And you can use my green one. Okay? I have a machine here, too. We'll talk about that later. Anybody have that Mamakomas? I still have more copies. If you don't have one, still have. Okay, feel free to take. So we're going to open the Shulchan Aruch now, Rabosai, and we're going to embark upon a remarkable discussion, which relates to the shiur which was given until now. And I told you the very first word is a critical word in Sivav. Now we're trying to go in somewhat of an order. Oh. The very first word in Simon Pei Zayin, Sivav. But oh, just the first word, that's all. The first word. Actually, no, the truth is, we'll do the first eight words. How's that? Habu'ushon v'habu'vushol b'chame t'veria ein lokin olaf. Seven words. Okay? V'vushol, m'ushon and m'vushol b'chame t'veria ein lokin olaf. That's how Siv Vav begins. Okay? So m'ushon, we already spoke about a little bit yesterday. It seemed to be two Yerushalmis, one in the Dorim and one in Shabbos. And we just got through with the Aruch HaShulchan that you can distinguish between the two of them. Mavushan is certainly going to be chayiv in Shabbos. Who knows the halacha of Mavushan b'chamei teveri on Shabbos? Who knows what the din is? Anybody know? Potter. Why? It's considered told as chama. The Gemara says it's told as chama that the heat of the springs comes from the sun, not from a fire, and therefore it's not an isa d'oraisa. So we have a very interesting and fascinating juxtaposition over here. There are two instances given. The first case is certainly chayv on Shabbos. The second case is certainly potter on Shabbos. And yet, in both cases, they're put in the same breath. Ein lokin olav. There's no malchus. Now, Rabbosa, we're not in the business of giving malchus, you and I. I hope not. But then the big question is going to be, is it mutter b'hanah or is it asr b'hanah? What's pshat? It doesn't say clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, in these two cases, is it mutter b'hanah or is it asr b'hanah? That's number one. Number two, what exactly is the case of Ma'usha? We know what Ma'usha b'chamei teveria means. What does the word Ma'ushan mean? What does the word Ma'ushan mean? What does Ashan? We mentioned this yesterday. What does Ashan mean?
Smoke.
Ooh. Is it steam or is it smoke? I think it means smoke, right? Eshen akivshan, you know, that's what Oshan is found in the Chumash. It means like it's not just steam, is something which I think you would view as, water that evaporates. It's just, it's not so dense. Smoke, Chalil has a fire, smoke. As the expression goes, when the smoke is fire, right? So smoke is a thicker. Okay. So, Oshan, I'm asking you a question. I asked the Talmidim Shalita. What does it mean? Give me your translation. You have meat and you have milk. I know what it means when it's mevushal b'chamei teveria. I take water. This water comes from the hot springs of Teveria, and it's very hot, and I put milk in it, and I put meat in it. It cooks. That I understand very well. What do you mean, ma'usha? What did you do exactly? Yes?
I mean, you put it in, like, some sort of covered, like, chamber, with a fire underneath, and the smoke comes up and it sits and it sort of cooks in the smoke for a long period of time.
So it's not in any water.
No.
Good. Suggestion, right? Who? How do you want to say?
I was going to say either you have the milk, the meat in the actual food, and that's what you're smoking, or you're using the milk to create the smoke.
So you're suggesting that there really is milk. Both of your cases had actual milk. Your case is no milk. It's just, let's say, it could be a piece of cheese and a piece of deli, and you put it into a chamber, as you called it, and then somehow the smoke gets into the chamber. Anyone know about food production? Don't they have these smoked fish? Who knows how you make smoked fish? Who's ever smoked fish in his life or knows or seen how they smoke fish? Yeah, how do they do it?
So you put it in, you cook it, you have wet and moist, with chips, and then you put it where it has to be.
And it makes smoke. And you hang the fish, and the smoke comes up and gives it a special taste, right? Smoked fish is like, oh, smoked lox, smoked salmon. I don't go for this stuff myself, but I think it's supposed to become kind of a delicacy, no? Yes, Matt?
Is that the Derech official?
Oh, hold on a second. So the Prisha. Now, here's where the people have the tour in the green. Here you have an advantage over me, because I left my tour in the room. It's okay. You can look it up, the Prisha, please. I want you to get an education. Those who have a tour, if you have the green tour of Shulchan Aruch, you can look it up. And the Siman Pei Zayin, where it's going to quote, you'll see on the side, it's important to know this also. In the Beis Yosef, it's in the inside. The Bayis Chodesh, we call them the Bach, is on the outside. And on the bottom, you have three primary works. One is the Darkei Moshe, like a Moshe written by the Ramo himself. The Darkei Moshe, What we have on the bottom of Atur is an edited version of the Darkei Moshe. You know the little history. Darkei Moshe wrote a huge sefer called the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, the long version. But then he wakes up one day and he finds out that somebody beat him to the punch. Killing Rabbi Yosef Karo, his contemporary, and he took away, stole his thunder. He wrote a much more comprehensive work. So he writes a very good introduction. It's fast. I almost put it into Geniza. What did I do over here? I worked so hard, but Rabbi Yosef Karo preempted me. So my sefer should belong to Sheamus and Geniza. But you know what? Some things I have, but she doesn't have. So I'll put my sefer out too. In the old days when ink was very expensive, and so was paper. So they couldn't, it was mostly redundant. So when the editor came along, chopped off 90% of the Darkei Moshe, which is the redundancy of the Beis Yosef, and the 10%, they put in the bottom of the Torah. That's the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer. Editors did a pretty good job. Every once in a while, they blew it royal. Like anybody else. So, the new Torah, actually, the big version of the Torah Shalem, has the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer. I'm not sure if it's in your green book. It has, yeah?
It says it though. It has two. It's Darkei Moshe and Darkei Moshe HaKotzer.
Okay, so I guess it has it. I don't know what that means exactly. But that's printed underneath the Torah in a typical version, in the classical version. Under that, there are two works by the same author, the Prisha and the Drisha, based on the famous Gemara. Who knows what the Gemara says? Famous Gemara, anyone know? No? That's right. Shimon HaMsuni darshened Es Hashem Elok. No, he darshened all the Es to Shema Torah. It's an Es, says it's a reboot. His whole life's work. And then he got to Es al Hashem Elokecha Tira. He says, how can it be? It's impossible. Es can't be. Hashem is so far removed. It's impossible. So he took his whole life's work and put it to Geniza. He said, Rebbe, all of your work, what's going to be with it? So he gave the famous response. Kishem shekibalti schar al hadrisha. When I was Doresh, every Es in the Torah. Kach akabel schar al ha prisha. When I pulled back. So on that basis, Rav Volk Katz, the Talmud of the Ramah, wrote a parish in the Torah, and he called it the Drisha and the Prisha. Why some things are only in the Drisha and some in the Prisha and some in both, I don't understand. You look at the big introduction to this, to the Torah, you'll see it. Okay. So those are the basic fundamental works that I have on the Torah. You look, those who have a Prisha, look at Sivkot and Tes. Very short, it's one line. I want to give it to you so you'll be able to read. So who has located Sivkot and Tes in the Prisha? If you've located, raise your hand. You want to read it for me out loud? You want to read it for me out loud? It's only one line.
Kasev Rambam, Vashel B'chanei Tveria Ma'ushim. Perish Ma'ushim, Shenit Chalmu Basar B'cholav, Me'ashen. Kmo B'chanei Tveria, O Yeshlomar, Shenishro B'cholav, Ve'achakach Tla'o B'ashen.
Very good. That's the end. He quotes two interpretations of what it means. We'll start the second interpretation first. You took a piece of meat, you soaked it in milk, and you hang it over the smoke. For those wood chips that you spoke about, you know, they create a lot of smoke. And you hang the piece of steak that had been dipped in milk, you hang it over. Now it's considered to be smoked meat. That's his second interpretation. His first interpretation is a bit more complex. Not exactly clear what he means, what he's driving at. Sounds like what he's saying is that you are using smoke merely as the source of heat for the cooking process, comparable to Mevashel B'chamei Tveria. Remember, the Bishul in B'chamei Tveria is no different than the Bishul that takes place in my kitchen. My kitchen, we take water, put it into the pot, heat it up on the fire, and we'll throw in. Chas v'shalom, we don't throw in meat and milk. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'shalom. Not on purpose. But let's say if the guy next door, he takes water, heats it up on the fire, puts in some cheese or some milk, and whoa, gewaldig, right? So I can do exactly the same thing. Instead of using a simple fire to be the source of the heat of the water, I can take smoke. Smoke comes up from a fire, but it doesn't come up stam. It comes up with wood chips. So it's maybe some different kind of a flavor, maybe it would impart, perhaps, for that reason. And that smoke is going to heat up the water with all of its content, including milk and meat, that's called milushan. That seems to be the first interpretation of the preacher as I understood it. Yes, sir?
I always thought that smoking was done without any water.
Very good. That's what you think. That is the second interpretation of the preacher, which I believe is what the English language word smoking means. We say I've smoked fish, smoked lox, smoked. There's no water. It's just in that smoke, which is coming up from wood chips on the bottom, on things of this nature. Yes, sir? Totally different. Totally different. Radically different. His second shot, which is, I think, what Ben thinks is the correct shot, at least based on common terminology, is you took a piece of meat, you soaked it in milk, you hang it up over the smoke. Mm-hmm. You don't have to hang it, you put it on a hook, you don't have to hang it with your hands. But you put it on a hook, and then the smoke comes up, and it gives a smoked taste mm-hmm. into the meat, which is milky, because it was had previously been soaked in milk. That's shot number one, where there's no real liquid right now. You have the liquid from the beginning, it was soaked there, but nothing right now. Now it's sort of dry heat, if you will. That's the simple pshat. That's what I call Me'ushin about as well, frankly. But the other pshat, which he quotes even first, is that Me'ushin is more comparable to Me'ushin L'chamei Tveria. They have to put in the same breath. Me'ushin L'chamei Tveria, the cooking process is identical to what goes on in my kitchen. Only question is the source of the heat of the water. Is it from a regular fire or is it from smoke? But the cooking process is actually identical. That seems to be the preacher's first interpretation, as I understood it. Yes, sir?
What's cooking
b'cham
etzveria? I mean, is that like
steaming?
No.
Mevushel b'cham
etzveria. What is that?
Very simple. I'm on a vacation. On vacation in Tveria. Oh, I want to have something hot to eat. I didn't bring my little oven. No problemo. I go down to the hot springs. I put in my meat. And guess what? It cooks in b'cham
etzveria. Put it in the water?
In the water, directly in the water. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that be boiling?
Yeah.
You're like boiling the meat.
You are. When you put the meat. Why don't you use the word cooking? What's wrong? Why use the word mevushel? What's wrong with the word mevushel? You're cooking in the water, which is hot, because it came from the hot springs of Tveria. The same as I cook in the water, which is hot in my house, it came from the fire, which is on my range.
No, I understand it. I have a question about the smoking. Why can't the agent that you smoke the wood chips be milk? Instead of soaking it
agent be milk. Possible? No, but that the preacher does not give that shot, if I understood him correctly. And let's take a step back. Rabosai. The second shot, which is his first shot, sounds very problematic. And there are those who say it's an impossibility. Because in that case, it's regular, honest to goodness bishul. 100% bishul. It's cooking in hot water. And the hot water derives its heat from a fire, ultimately. So therefore, who cares if the fire cooks the meat and the milk by heating up the water, or if the fire cooks the meat and the milk and the water by making smoke, which then heats up the water? What's the difference? It's exactly the same thing. That's why there are many mefarshim who can't believe the first part of the prisha, and they favor the second interpretation in the prisha, which we gave first. That means you put on a hook and just hang it up in dry smoke. I believe the question is not an absolutely irrefutable question. Take a look, Rabosai. Mevashel b'chamei tveria. It's also the same thing. If it's the same logic, it's the same cooking process. But there it comes from a different source. So those who don't like that said, no, come on, man. There's no fire coming from the hot springs of Tver, which come from the sun. Here there's a fire, which is just removed a little bit from the pot with a little smoke in between. That's where the back and forth goes. Rabosai, I'd like you to give me a case which seems to be directly on point and may actually happen in your kitchen. Even in your kitchen, you have no sun and you have no hot springs of Tveria. You have no smoking apparatus, but you do have a
microwave.
Who does not have a microwave in his house? Who does not? Okay? So everyone has a microwave these days. Well, how does a microwave work? Is there any outside heat that comes, that's thrown onto the contents of the microwave? Anyone know how it works? Is there heat? No. Waves. Only heat you will feel in the microwave is coming from the food itself. Because the waves. Most poskim assume that microwaves is really comparable to cooking in the sun. Because it's waves. You know, the sun is waves, ultraviolet waves. But microwaves. There's no fire. There's no real fire there. So there are those poskim who maintain that if you cook basar b'cholov in a microwave, perhaps it would not be an issur d'oraisa of bishul basar b'cholov. It's comparable to mevushel b'chamei Tveria, which at least ain't lokan alef. We'll get to the details as we go. Yes, sir.
Just checking real quickly. The maximum temperature they ever found in the hot springs in Tveria is 115 degrees Fahrenheit, which is actually pretty cold.
115. Those who were in the shir, we spoke about. Right, 115 is just Yatzal Lespo, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. How much will it cook? It's a good question. He's asking an excellent question. How can you cook meat and milk in Chamei Tveria? It only hits 115 degrees. You really can't cook too much. That's a good question.
No, but I would apply the same thing to Mirushan, that the category here, the qualifying thing of these two types of cooking, which makes it similar, is that the heat source is just not so hot. It's relatively cold.
Maybe.
It's not directly over fire.
Maybe, but I believe that a heat source of motion can reach certainly on Soletisville, and probably can, if you doctor it enough, probably can reach even higher. Yes, sir?
Kali
Abish. There's a concept of things you should cook it even though not such a high, you don't need such a high amount of temperature, possibly. Yes, sir?
I mean, also, isn't the Bishel the point is the Nesinas Tam, so as long as there's a derech, a normal way of cooking that causes a Nesinas Tam, it doesn't per se have to be.
Right, that's what we spoke about a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Rashi seemed to say that on the level of the rice, you need to at least reach, he says, Mevushel Kol Tzorcha, which is the Ritva interpreted to be Machal Ben Dusoi, and others say, no, Kol Tzorcha Mamish. I'm not sure how you can reach those levels at 115 degrees, frankly. You can always put your hand in it. I mean, it's Yatzal Lesbo on the low end. I don't know, we have to do some research. Maybe you'll look into this. What does it mean, Mevushel B'chamei Tveria, if it's only 115 degrees? I do not know. Maybe the internet has a different view, Machlekes on the internet, maybe they found higher, maybe they found other hot springs that are even higher. Chamei Tveria is lavdavka. There's also another interesting, who knows anything about food production in factories? Anyone ever been in a food factory? Anyone ever set foot in there? Only matzah. We went ourselves to a matzah factory. In many, many food factories today, they don't want to deal with the vagaries and inaccuracies of typical cooking. The fire is so hot, it's so hot, it's so hot, it's so hot. They try to do it, you know, on a very clear and pre-programmed temperature basis. And the way they do that is what they call today, I'll give you a new term you never heard before, steam jacketed kettles. Whoever heard that before now? You heard of it?
Isn't that where they have water in the pipes?
Right. Steam jacketed. There's a steam jacket around. Kettles. There they can have the fire, the water to be exactly bidiyuk. The steam comes up with exactly the right temperature, for exactly the right amount, and that amount of time. It's the equivalent of computerized in terms of the cooking industry. And the question would be, what about that? Steam jacketed kettles. This would seem to be similar to what we're discussing over here. Would it not be? We're talking about Mahushan. Here it's steam. And some say no. Some say no, but here it's really all it does. It doesn't provide smoke; it provides steam. What's the difference between steam and smoke? It's like the semantics.
Water.
Exactly. Steam, they say, is mamish, nothing different than boiling water. So they say steam jacketed kettles would be a d'oraisa. I'll go further than that. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, in which he says that even microwaves are d'oraisa. I believe Rav Moshe is the shitasa. Rav Moshe holds elsewhere in the tshuva that he thinks that cooking in a microwave on Shabbos might also be a d'oraisa. Even though, to me, that's a major chiddush. I would never have said such a thing. But Rav Moshe suggests that. So that could be perhaps the reason why he thinks that it would be an Easter d'oraisa by Bosa B'cholov as well. These are all questionable matters. I want to tell you, Rabbosai, that if I take the pshat which I think we prefer. Namely, you take the meat and you soak it in milk and you put on a hook over the wood-chipped inspired smoke. I'm asking you a shayla. Is that considered to be, forgive the Hebrew expressions, bishul or tzli? That's neither, it's musha. But what is it the equivalent of? Bishul or tzli?
Tzli.
Correct, tzli. The pre-chodesh that unfortunately you don't have, I feel so bad. You know, pre-chodesh, and now that they completely seem to be not connected to a computer, we have to get...
Pre-chodesh is my money.
What?
It's not on the Bar-Ilan.
No pre-chodesh at Bar-Ilan? Possible, it's a classic sefer. Like, oh, you can get a Hebrew book, it's kind of concerned to get it.
Yeah.
But okay, meanwhile, this whole thing is down. Let's first read you a few lines. This is very short, I can read it to myself. The pre-chodesh is found in Simon Pei Zayim, Sivkot and Beis. For those who have it in their Shulchan Aruch, those few of you, I'm going to read you one line toward the very end of Sivkot and Beis in the pre-chodesh. He's discussing whether Tzli is the Rais or Tzli is the Rabbana. Says the pre-chodesh, he thinks, he quotes the Yerushalmi, wait a minute. You can all see this yourself. Look in the Bar Hetev. The Bar Hetev, I told you on the bottom of this, you all have on the first page. The Bar Hetev usually only quotes the Shach and the Taz. But once in a while he has his own, and once in a while he quotes the pre-chodesh. If you have the same Bar Hetev that I have, although it's in, mine is in different kinds of print, I don't know if you have it. Who can read me the Bar Hetev Sivkot and Aleph? From your own, the very opening, the very first one. Who wants to read it for me? You have it in the green one, or what? Let's read together. The Shulchan Aruch wrote, only Derech Bishul is the rice. Let's read the parashah together. Luke, read it with me. Kolomar, Avol, Lo, Nu, Ayadei, Kavush, Umalicha, She'enu Derech Bishul. What's the source? Shach, Sivkot, Nalav. Does it go further in yours or not?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Utsli bichlal bishul. This is the pre-chodesh says. I'm skipping a line. Umu'ushan have kibishul. Umu'ushal b'chame tveria. Lo asim in Torah. Who said so? What does it say? Who said so? Pre-chodesh of cotton base. Wow! The pre-chodesh took a wedge and drove that wedge in the middle of what? Kamara, Rabbi, in the middle of what? Exactly. Siv Vav and Mechaber. The Mechaber has them in the same breath. Ha-Mu'ushin was Mechaber Tveria. The Pre-Chodesh says Mu'ushin is Daraisa. Why? He has this Yerushalmim, which we spoke about. We saw the Gruah. Rabbi said that was the Gruah from yesterday's Shir. Rabbi said, you haven't forgotten from yesterday? The Gruah quoted a Yerushalmi. That's the Gruah we was on the screen. We have no the luxury of a screen today. But we do have the text of the Gra. Here in Sivkotan, if you recall, we're in Sivkotan Yud Gimel, back on Sivvav over here. We quote the Yerushalmi. What does it say? Mushan Mal Yemishim Tavshule Shabbos, Mbay Shabbos Abacholov, but Perak Zayin the Shabbos, Hatzole Metagen Sholeg Maashin, Kulimishim Bishol, Imkein Uadin Bas Abacholov. Who's the quote? Who's the Gra quoting? What's the next word? Pri Chadosh. He preceded the Gra. The Gra quoted him. So he says Shabbos and Bosa B'cholov are fundamentally equivalent. So says the Pre-Chodesh, and this is relevant for this particular manifestation. He drives a wedge in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch. Remarkably, I'm going to read you one more line of the Pre-Chodesh which is not found in the Torah. Listen very carefully. There's a tumult about Tzli. What's the din of Tzli? Says the Pre-Chodesh something quite amazing. Look what he says. I'll prove to you that Tzli is the Oraisa. You know what my proof is? My proof is from Mu'ushan. Mu'ushan is fundamentally Tzli. Mu'ushan is fundamentally Tzli. So if Mu'ushan is the Oraisa, as the Pre-Chodesh maintains, because it's the same as Shabbos, that's his Chiddush, so therefore, Tzli has to be the Oraisa as well. This is the raya which the Pre-Chodesh brings over here in Sivkot and Beis. What a fascinating raya. Now you and I know that there are many gedolim, as we mentioned already yesterday, who say that Tzli is Midrabanan. what are they going to do with this? With this raya from the Yerushalmi, they could say, "No, we paskin the kula. The mavushin is the rabbanon. The same as by mavushin b'chametzver." They could say. It was a bit of a problem because, as we saw before, I read to you from the Orach HaShulchan, Rabosai. This is a very important read. The Orach HaShulchan said in Sifrit Aleph that Sli is midirabbanon. So if I asked you a question according to the Orach HaShulchan, what would the status of Mu'ushan be? What would you tell me right away? For sure. What? If Sli is the Rabbanon, what about Mu'ushan? What would you say? How would it have to be the Rabbanon? Have to be, right? Let me read you the Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan Rabosai is found over here in Sif Chof Hey. Basar b'cholav mu'ushan. Kolomar. Shesharu basar b'cholav. V'chakach tolu also b'oshan. What's the reason? What's the din? What's the din? Yesh meshamash midvarav shezeu mak mit rak mit the rabbanon the yasser. Okay. So he goes back and forth, and is not 100% sure. Maybe it should be what we call a derabbanon. He suggests that it might be derabbanon. He suggests it. Okay. The meushan. What's meushan? So meushan is some kind of a suffix. So I want to read you an interesting question from a new sefer that we haven't seen yet, a classical contemporary sefer. It's called the Barei HaShulchan. Anyone from Brooklyn here? So Rav Gardner Feivel Cohen Shlita, who was a contemporary Mechaber, wrote this sefer many years ago. But he's still writing this. This sefer is 10 years old. Tov Shin Samach Beis, that's what it says over here. No, take it back. That's the second edition. Copyright 1990. Well, it's 22 years old, this sefer. Bali HaShulchan and Hilchos Basar B'Chol. It's a classic in the author's time. It's a fantastic sefer. And in this sefer, in Siv Vav, the Barei HaShulchan is bothered by the question against what he thinks is a problem for the Orach HaShulchan. I'm going to read you his words. For those who, I don't want to make you buy svarim because it's expensive, but it's a great sefer. It really is. It packs a wallop. There's so much in here. In the Barei HaShulchan, it's a tremendous, tremendous sefer. Those who are looking for one contemporary sefer to buy, I recommend this one. Hope I don't say that more again. But I said it now first. It's really a fantastic sefer to have in the house. Hamusha. He quotes Yoruch HaShulchan. Wait a minute. It's no better than Sli, as we saw in the Pri Chodesh. He said, if Sli is not Basar B'Cholav, which is the opinion of the Yoruch HaShulchan back in Sifrit Aleph, Ma Safek Ika B'Me'ushan. How is it possible that Me'ushan is a Shalav V'Doraisa? How is it possible? It's no better than Sli. You can argue it's less than Sli for various reasons. It's further removed from the fire. It's a different kind of a taste. We'll get to the detail. It's not better than Sli. So if the Orach HaShulchan himself said in Sifrit Aleph, it's Sli as the Rabbanon, how in heaven's name can he quote here a suggestion that Me'ushan might be a Doraisa? This is the kasha which the holy Barei HaShulchan has against the holy Orach HaShulchan. Barei HaShulchan, Orach HaShulchan. One is asking a kasha against the other. You want to have a teretz? Yeah.
The practical difference is the fish, whatever it was, is a piece of meat is soaked in
milk. Oh, that's what I thought. Baruch Shekivanti. But the only teretz I could possibly give to the Orach HaShulchan is that before you took the meat and hung it up to dry in that steam, you soaked it. It was you soaked the geschmack. You just put it in for ungezapped. It's all absorbed with a lot of milk. So that would be considered, although right now it's in dry heat of the steam, maybe since it already has within it that much milk absorbed, it could have a possible category of potential bishul as opposed to sleep. That's the answer I was thinking of to answer the Barei HaShulchan's question against the Orach HaShulchan, which is found. If those who want to look it up, the Barei HaShulchan is divided into three. It's like a Mishnah Berurah. This body of Shulchan is like the Mishnah Berurah. There's Siyunim, like the Shara Tziyun. And there's Biurim, like the Biur Aloch. That's how he split up his Sefer. And this question is raised in the very beginning of the Biurim. Starts with the word Hamba'usha. So if you have a chance to look inside, I think you will enjoy it. But in that same piece, there's the following question, Rabbi Osai. How hot is the smoke in a smoking unit when they smoke fish or smoke? You know, how hot does it get? Anybody know? Anybody been in a factory?
Like
200 degrees. Very good. So he quotes a sefer called the Chadre Deya, who says, "Wait a minute. If the smoke is too hot to touch, and 200 is certainly above the Atzel Lettuce Bowl, and that caused the cooking, that's for sure, Basul Mechalav. For sure." And I'm quoting over here. What's the difference between Oshon, Sheneschamim Min Ha'esh, or Mayim, Sheneschamim Min Ha'esh? Wait a minute. Who wants to guess what this Chadre Deya's opinion is with respect to sleep? Guess.
Daraisa,
obviously, otherwise he wouldn't be making this statement. So if Tzli is Daraisa, and Bishl is Daraisa, so why shouldn't Mushin not be Daraisa? Who cares if it's water, if it's fire, or if it's smoke? Here's a noob shot. Mushin means the smoke is not hot. So if it's not hot, how does it achieve smoking? I quote, Poel levashel abosor ayadei charifuso. Smoke. Who has ever tasted smoked foods? Is there some kind of sharpness to it? Right? Some kind of pungency or some sharpness? Right? I happen not to like that stuff. But up at some, people have different tastes. Right? So that's what he says, Mushin is only if it's cold smoke. Cold is up to the outside lettuce bar, I presume. That's what it seems. Fascinating. Again, this is all founded. It's worthwhile looking if you have a chance in this Biurim Hama'ushim, where all this is found. It begins with the word again, Hama'ushim. Now, Rabbi Osam, the Pri Chodesh, consistent with his opinion, you can already guess what the Pri Chodesh said about Bevushal B'chamei Tveria. It's the Rabbanon. Mushon is Doraisa. Aye, but the Mechaber doesn't sound that way, to be honest. We love the Pri Chodesh. We love him. But to be honest, I have to be honest. The Mechaber has in the same breath, HaMushon and Bevushal B'chamei Tveria ain't local to love. They both sound very much that they're both in the same category. That's what it sounds like. Rabosai, that's what it sounds like. So therefore, as a matter of fact, it may be, according to those who argue the Prichodesh, a suffix d'oraisa. As a matter of fact, the Biurim quotes that. In his Bali HaShulchan Ayin Gimel, you can look it up. Some say, again, Mevushal B'chamei Tveria Rabosai is again a Sveika D'oraisa. It's like the same as Mevusha. It's an Isra Anah, because Sveika D'oraisa is L'chumra, and you can't cook either for that same reason. Safek, same shah as Yerushalmi. Others say, no! It's certainly not, it's only the Rabbanim, and it's Mutter B'hano, like Kovash and Meluach. He quotes two different opinions, and guess what he thinks at the end? Ledina nira sheyesh lahachmir bozer. Oy, oy, oy. Why? Because sveka d'oraisa of the chumra. That's a simple read, you got to admit. It's a simple read of the Shulchan Aruch, who compares it to Tuma'ushan. Tuma'ushan. Therefore, he says, what about a mikrogal? What's mikrogal?
Microwave.
Should that be the same as Chamei Tveria? Maybe a Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra? Just as Chamei Tveria is no fire, so here too. No. Maybe it's different. Why? Because there at least you have hot water, which is comparable to Bishul. But when it comes to a microwave, Rabbi Cohen probably has one in his house as well, and I quote his description of a microwave, quote, Ein shum chamimus bo lebosor ulechol mibachutz. V'chi aygavna vaday lav bishul mikri. It's true. You put it in the microwave and just presto, becomes hot from waves. That's even better than mevushal b'chamei tveria. Even though he wants to be machmer against the Pri Chodesh, that Mevusha B'chamei Tveria is a shayla of a D'oraisa, but he suggests with respect to microwaves, maybe it would not be a din D'oraisa. Yes, Mordechai.
In the microwave, depending on how long you cook the food, there are a few types of heat. There's the heat from the
very good. He makes a good point. After a while, you cook a long time in a microwave, it's going to develop hot water of its own and cook in that. Right, he's not discussing that case. He's discussing when you put it in for a fairly short period of time and just heats from the waves itself, and after there's no independent water, if you will, that is creating that result. Okay, everyone with me so far? He's suggesting that a microwave is more kal, is more lenient than bishul bechame tveria, because there's simply no water there. It's just waves. No outside heat whatsoever. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Nothing. Okay.
So it's not Usher.
What?
So it wouldn't be Usher in a microwave.
He's suggesting that, right. That's what I would like to say. But, I'm not 100% sure. Okay, fine. I'm also assuming that the Bishul and Shabbos is no deraisa in the microwave. Moshe, who asks by Basel Becholov, holds us for Shabbos too. Because that became Derech Bishul nowadays. It's very common. Which is a topic which we're not going to go into right now. Okay, although microwaves will come up time and time again as we go through the year, only because it's such a common, everyone in the room, except for one person, everyone has a house. So, I mean, everyone is dealing with microwaves all the time. It's going to be a very, very, very important type of conversation, microwaves, but not so much with respect to Bishul Basa B'chol. I hope no one's doing that in the house on a regular basis and assuming, yeah, well, no. Fine, Rabosai, we are. Oh. Ah. Oh. I'd like to, if you don't mind, embark on our first journey. We've had no journey so far. Everything's been very simple until now, just going through very simple stuff. Once in a while, I think I don't mean for entertainment reasons. That's not a tour of some exotic, remote location. When I say a journey, I mean we have to go through the minds of the great scholars whose works are found, hopefully, in your own sefer. And if you don't have it, can we somehow try to get on this thing, or it's impossible? Who knows how to get on this? Just my own, because it's going to be relevant to the rest of the year. Did they put a block on it this year? Yes, I got it every single day. We got it yesterday.
For some reason, the internet's not working. Probably just
maybe the whole yeshiva is down, in other words.
No, just
you can get it?
Yeah.
So.
You got to log in.
Can someone just try? Somebody, who's the biggest techie here? Who knows how to log things in? Nobody? Now, well, I'd like to show you this journey through the word. Huh?
We can just connect on one of our computers to it. One of us could just like sort of use a violin.
And you can get on the screen?
Yeah, no.
Through a wire, man?
Huh? You need to find the
wire. What?
I'm missing an email to the ITS staff to fix this
computer. Okay, is the computer broken?
I think it's just not connected to the internet.
But it was connected yesterday. Maybe someone. Is there a plug that's plugged out or something like that? As you know, you're way above my level. I don't even understand how to do any of this stuff. The only thing is, when I go on this tour with you, you know what? Let's postpone the tour, therefore. By tomorrow, I hope one of my techies will have this place thing fixed. I'll take a different tour, but this tour, I can show it to you inside in the sources. Although, even here, I'd like to give you others. Okay, let's start now, therefore, Siv Gimel, which is not what I plan to do, but since we're somewhat challenged here, we'll have to start with Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Eino noeg, we saw it in the Mishnah. Ela b'basa behema tahora b'bochala behema tahora. Ava b'sar tahora b'chalav tomeo, b'sar tomeo b'chalav tahora. Mutorim b'bishul v'ano. It's a mefurish a Mishnah. A mefurish a Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. Okay, mefurish a Mishnah. Now I want to go straight to the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Vov. Everyone should have it. Every single Shulchan Aruch has a Pischei Tshuva. I had the Dogal Merivava, Shekosav. Many of the Shulchan Aruch have the Dogal Merivava on the side as well, so it's repeated twice. Written by the Noda Behuda, Yecheskel Landau, one of the famous Noda Behuda. Does everyone have the place? If you don't have the place, we're going to lose me in a sec. I'm reading from the Pisachet Shuvah Vav. If you have bigger print than Dolom Meravava, it's the same thing. At least the first half is exactly the same thing. Upsar Nevela V'chein Chelev Osu Levasha B'cholav Ben HaTorah V'loke Al Bishulo Aval Ba'achila Ein Bo Yisabasa B'cholav. Who said so? The Rambam. Perek Tes Achol HaSasuris Din Vav. We call it Halacha Vav. Before Sharambam, of course, Rambam is based upon the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Remember we saw the Gemara, Velo Pligi. You forgot? Who forgot the Gemara? Raise your hand. I forgot. I'm sorry to show it to you again. If you remember it, I'll show it to you again. Kuf Yudal Namad Alf, the Maskonis of Gemara, that when it comes to Bishul, to New Easter, to Yiloka, when it comes to Achila, what principle do you apply? Come on, five words. Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. He says, let's chazer again. Upsar nevela v'chein chelev osu levashel b'cholav ben ha-Torah v'lo gal bishula, because lo sevashel gadi ava b'achila ein bo isur b'osu b'cholav. So writes the Rambam in Perek Tes in Macholos Asuras Din Vav. The Rambam says, quote the Gemara. What do you want from the poor Rambam? You just quote the Gemara, right? Can you argue with the Rambam? How can you argue with the Rambam? He quotes the Gemara. Is everybody following me? We might remember the other yesterday's Gemara? The Rambam is simply citing the Gemara. That's first glance, nothing to talk about. Cites the Gemara, Hakad Yagav cites the Gemara. We'll see soon. Now, Rabosai, continue in the Pisachet Shuvah. But Omna, Imu Osir Bahano, Eino Mavur Sham. Amav doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say, and the Rambam quotes the Gemara also doesn't say, is it Isra Ano or not? Doesn't say. Al bepirish mishnayis peregimel decreases mishnah dalit mavur she'eino osir bahano. You have a chance to say before tomorrow shir. Look in the pirish mishnayis. Av shel divrei atosis bechulin kufal from an alf which we saw yesterday or the day before even. But there are maskel isur kolam shekasu sheisur hano lo mikri isur mosif. If Rabosai. Isur Ano is not an Isur Mosif. Ein Hechreach L'Divrei HaRambam Shom. He can't prove what the Rambam said. What does that mean? What that means is that even if there is an Isur Ano, we would say what? Ein Isur Chal Isur. Because only Isur Mosif is Chal Isur, Isur Kolel. Not Isur Chomer. That's what we saw in Toskuf Aleph from Aleph. Yikomakom, we'll come to this a little later on. Lo matzinu latosus beferit sheyachalku al dino shel Rambam sheheicha sheeinu osir b'achilu mishum bosa b'cholov eino osir b'ano v'lochein asomech al zeh b'mokom hefsid lo yafsid ad kan l'shon of the dog of Merivova. I had this shayla rabosu, you're not going to believe it, halacha l'maisa in my community. How could I have had this shayla halacha lemaisa in my community? It was nevela, and it was a bus of b'cholav. How's that possible? Who can guess?
McDonald's.
My community doesn't eat McDonald's. Baruch Hashem. What'd you say?
Cosmetics.
Okay, so that's a pretty good guess. Yeah. Pet food. You got it right. One of my balabatim had a business. He was in the food business, and he asked me, "Is it permissible for him?" To distribute, which means you buy it and you sell it, dog food. And he actually brought me a sample of the dog food. The dog food was made from cow's meat, or, you know, that kind of beef. And it had significant amounts of dairy in it. Now, wait a minute. He's not eating it. He's not cooking it. What's he having? Oh, he asked me a shayla. May I have hana from this dog food, which is nevela v'cholav? Mamish did shayla. I told him according to the dog of my mom, it's mutter. I told him, but I'm not saying it's mutter. Let's see. Let's look together and see what the halach is. Let's read together. Ayin prima garden bepsicha, which you don't have in the. I can't show it to you except those who have the psicha that, as I have. What did he say? Shekaz of the naktina, we pass on the halacha, the aser behanam and atorah. Sorry, Charlie. The Rambam said no, but we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass and it's awesome. And they had a case like that as well. Not going into into all the details. I'm skipping the particular case. He says as follows. He quotes the Kanfayona, skipping a few lines. He must hold. Af agav the Easter achila leka in Yisrael lisa. Mikom makom Easter ano ika. Beherech bazeh. Umasik. This is the Chasam Sofer speaking, that he quoted before. The Vadai Hamore Ubo Ka Goyin Dola Miravova. If none of you who lived before the Chasam Sofer. Ein Mazchichin also. That's interesting, Losh. We're not going to abandon him. Can't yell at him. Aval Ikami Didi Yossi. It came to me, Shaila. Rabbi Chasam Sofer, yeah? Ani Oser Kagon Kanfayon. Wow. So therefore, it's a major dispute, Rabbi Osai. Major dispute. Oh. So here, Rabbi Osai, I'd like to analyze with you the opinion of the Rambam very carefully. I'm going to do what we call in our language outside. We have no sources here, except that some of you, I brought the Rambam with me, but I'm going to read you sources which we don't have, but I want you to get the flavor of it. Again, I always like to prefer seeing things in the text, but we're unable to do so today. So, but this is something which you'll be able to follow, I believe, and you'll look up the sources later on. I'm sorry? The Rambam maybe, if you know, how many of you have the Oz Vahadah Gemara? Raise your hand. Who has Oz Vahadah? Less than half the shear. But okay, those who have, we should look at the Oz Vahadah in the back. He quotes the Rambam, I think. Is there a Mishpat HaMoleh in the back of this one? Yes, there is. Perek Tes, Enilchus Macholas Asuris. For those who have my edition of Oz Vahadah, you'll find Perek Tes on page Vov. Perek Tes on page Vov. Halacha Vav, Hamaushon Ramavushal Bechame Tver. That's what the Mechaber is quoted as verbatim. Bechayote Behen, Ein Lokan Alof. Bechane Mavashal, those who have Shulchan Aruch Sivav, look inside. You'll see the comparisons. It's word for word. Bechane Mavashal Bechalov. What's Mechalov? We had that in the rush. What's Mechalov? After you remove the curds from the whey and maybe you even cooked it again and took off the film. Okay, whatever it may be. Got the little details later on. Oh, the Chol of Mesa? What does Chol of Mesa mean? What's the Chol of Mesa mean? The animal died, right? Oh, the Chol of Zohar, whatever that means. Right? Oh, Shabishel Dam the Chol of Pot, this is all Shulchan Aruch, Sivav. Ve'enolok al achilas na mishav basa the Chol of. I'm not sure if the Mechaber says every single word. Yes or no? Okay, it's word for word. Notice, however, we're going to stop now. That's when the Mechaber ends, I believe. Now the Rambam continues, which the Mechaber left out. That's very important. Avo, Hamavasha, we saw it in the Dogal Mirava quoted it just about. Piskachuk. Hamavasha, Psar Mesa, Mesa Nevela, Ochele, Vechayotze Ben Becholov, Lokal Bishulo, Ve'eno Lokal Achilos, Meshabasa Becholov. Oh, I have an idea where to look. Yad Avram. Ah. You have to know where to look when you have no other sources. The Yad Avram is printed in every single Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. Every single one has Yad Avram. At the very beginning, Sif Aleph. You all have it. I don't know if you have to find it a different place on the page. But he quotes this at some length. I'm pretty sure. I think. Has everyone located the Yad Avram? It's very lengthy. You haven't found it yet? think it's an Ebi Shulchan Aruch. Greenman doesn't have it? Has it? Okay. Everyone has it. Okay. You don't have one? Really? It should have it. Look on the shower block. Look at page one.
They put in
with Old Mine too. It's an Old Timur Farsha. Right, for some of you have it in an Old Timur Farsha. That's what I have it actually in the fancy ones. All right. Rabosai. So he is going to quote this somewhere or other. He talks a lot about this Rambam, but I'm not finding it at this very second. But we'll come to it a little bit later on. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Okay. So back to, I can't find it yet. But I'm reading the Rambam again. If you find the Rambam quoted by somebody else, let me know. I'm unable to find it for you, except if you have the Old Zohar. Back over here in Perek Tes Halach Avav, where the Rambam says, if you cook either chalev or nevela in milk, it's not chal. Ein isa basa b'cholav chal isa nevela or isa chalev. Shein kan, I think maybe it's you way before. Lo isa kolav, lo isa mosif, lo isa b'vasachas. Shein. So therefore, in the rules of Ein Ischal Isser, it applies. Good? Very good. Now, Rabosai, this Rambam, this is in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, is commented upon by many, of course, all the Pefarshim. I'm going to read you a little from the Lechem Mishnah. Again, I apologize, I can't show it to you on the screen, but you look it up yourself. In some ways, it's better if you look at me instead of looking at the screen. At least initially, when you look at this tomorrow, you look at in the safe, you'll be able to figure it out better. The Rambam, as I said to you before, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, I read you a few words from the Lechem Mishnah. Those want to look it up later on. She'ein kalav isa kol. This is the last half of Halacha Vav. V'im tomar, ho'ika isa mosif, isa ano. Who asked this kasha, Rabosa? Who asked this kasha? Tosis kofalav. What did Tosis answer? Isra Ano is not a what? Not an Isra Moses. That's what Tosis said. We read it. It's Isra Chol, but it's not Moses. Isra Moses is a term of art. Right? It's extend to a higher level of Isra. That's not it. Says the Lechem Mishnah, but the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Rambam disagrees with Tosis. Why? Because in Perek Yud Dalid, in Hilchos Macholas Asuris, the Rambam clearly argues with the Tosfos. And he quotes the Rambam. Very important to understand this. I'll read it to you. If you happen to have a Rambam, you can look inside. If not, if you have it on a computer, you can look on the computer. Perek Yud Dalid, your computer does work. So a lot of guys have computers in the room. So everyone has computers should flash on Rambam Hilchos Macholas Asuris, Perek Yud Dalid. I hope you can get to it quickly enough. All those who are near you can look on and see what it says. The very, very end. Halacha Yutes. Lomo chal kan iser al iser. Shebehem ozu hoya chelbo osur bachila umutar bahano. Hikdisha nesa chelbo bahano umitok she nosaf. But we iser ano nosaf olam iser kochim. There you go. This was called iser mosif. The Rambam is clear as day. Isra Ano is Isra Mosif. Against whom? Tosfos Nafkuf Aleph. Now the obvious question. According to the Rambam, Isra Ano is an Isra Mosif. Why do we say that Isra Ano is not superimposed on the Isra Achila of the Velo Achelev? Who cares if it was Asim Achila first? Now it's an Isra Ano is an Isra Mosif. So once your Isra Ano is added, Isra Achila is also added. According to Rambam, you get Malkus twice. In Perek Yudal Alocha Yudches, you know, ain't a chaladi, sir. But there are exceptions. Vasachas, or Mosif, or Kolel. You can eat one kazayis, get five times Malkus. Five times Malkus. What an amazing case. Five times Malkus. Gemara increases, you give a whole complicated story. He goes with case by case. It's Hanoz Mosif. The Lechem Mishnah is an amazing answer. Lechem Mishnah gives the following answer. His answer is false. Ha! Here, the Easter Hano, there's no lav, and there's no malchus at all. Kevon the afke rachmana, b'im eino inyan. wow, this is a shot heard around the world. The Rambam paskins that whenever there's an Easter achila, I'd like to show you, Rabbi Osai, a Gemara. You have to look inside for this. Just to, even though you know it, we saw it, you have to look inside again. Please look if you don't mind. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We were here already a couple days ago. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. There the Gemara says, a bit more than halfway down, Kol Mokum Shenema Lo Yocha Lo Socha Lo Sochlu Echad Yisra Achila V'chisano B'mashma. So whenever the Torah prohibits eating, it includes what? It includes any kind of hanah. So the Torah prohibition, that is clear, and the Rambam even quotes it. The Rambam quotes it. However, says the Rambam, even though it's asur b'hanah, eino loke. This is Perek Ches in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Halacha Tes Zayin. Perek Ches Halacha Tes Zayin. The Rambam writes that you do not get Malkus, and this is found I'm very upset with the Oz V'Hodo. They left out Tez Zion. They have Tez Vav. But take it from me. It's in Tez Zion. You don't get you know why no Malkus? I'm not going to call you Rambam, but he has a very important cloud. You only get Malkus and Adobah HaMefurish Bekra. It's Mefurish in the Torah. You get Malkus. If it's not, even though it's awesome in our Torah, there's no Malkus. So the Rambam says, this din of Rabbi Avo, that the Sochel includes Yisra No, Taka said it Mefurish Bekra. Yes, sir. Oh, what a great kasha. What I just said is true when it says Lo Socha. But the Easter of Bosa Bechor was derived from how? Lo Savashal Gedi. Yes, it's true. Go slap for a second. Please turn the Kuf test above Amud Beis. Just review the first source we saw on Monday. Just review it again. What does it say? Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Says the Lecha Mishnah. You know what that's called? It's called Im Eino Inyan. You ever hear that expression in your life before? Im Eino Inyan Le X. Sneo Inyan Le Y. Follow me so far? So Im Eino Inyan Rabosai. To teach you what? Bishul. Because that doesn't take more than once. Sneu inyan to achil and to ano. So therefore, it comes out what emerges according to Shita's Halacha Mishnah is that the reason is no malchus on the hano basul b'cholam is why? Because it's not mefurish b'kra. The same as there's no malchus in all other macholas asurus lo socha where by avos in which is not considered to be mefurish b'kra. Even though you're right that it's derived over here from lo savash and not from lo socha. It never says lo socha. Very good. Okay. That's what the Lecha Mishnah says. The problem with this beautiful Lecha Mishnah, only one problem. The question that he asks, why is it in Omalkus? Why don't we say, excuse me, that he should be Isa Mosif, because it's Hanoz, it's considered Isa Mosif, as Rambam himself said in Perek Yudalit. Why did he apply the Perek test? It's a great kasha. He gave his teretz. What's his teretz? His teretz is, it says, no Malkus on Hanoah ever, so you can't get Malkus on Achila to Issa Mosif. Because Issa Mosif means, like in the case in Perek Yudalit, Kochim. Kochim is an Issa you get Malkus for. So you get Malkus for the Kochim part, you get Malkus for the so we call Isur Chalal Isur, Isur Mosif. Malkus Fano, so you over an Achila as well. We're not going into the details thereof. But over here, the Isur Mosif itself doesn't get Malkus. There wouldn't be Malkus in Hano Basa Mechalav, even if it wasn't the Vela, even if it was a Basa Kosher, it would still be no Malkus. So you can't say I put chalev on the vela in milk. I'm going to get malchus on achilas basa b'cholav because it gets it through the back door through the Easter of Hanah. Hanah itself doesn't get malchus. How can achilah malchus? That's how the Halacha Mishnah answers his question in a brilliant fashion. Only one problem, Rabbi Osai. And the problem is, somebody else has this question. First, before the Halacha Mishnah. A great Torah scholar, a great sage, a great rabbi. His name was the Rambam. Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Masechta Krisos asked exactly this question. He gives a different answer. That's the problem. The claim is made that the Lecha Mishnah forgot the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam at the time that he wrote this. Forgot? How can you give your own answer? The Rambam has to give a different answer. What did the Rambam answer? Now the Rambam's answer has a title that he himself, the Rambam, gave to this answer. He was so excited about this answer. He said, if I may say so myself, this is a Nekuda Nifla. An amazing point. It's pretty amazing. He says it, really. It's an amazing point. And he explains as follows. He explained, I'm giving you my own words, you can look it up at your convenience in the Pirush HaMishnayos HaRambam and Krisos. Don't have it in front of me, but it's something which you should all see inside if you have a chance. It's printed in the back of every Gemara, the Pirush HaMishnayos Krisos. Rambam writes this way. Actually, I do have it in front of me. I'll take off the glasses off. These are the words of the Holy Rambam. Listen carefully. Nekuda Nifla. The end of Halacha of Mishnah Dal and Paragimel. That's what he writes. I'm reading to every word over here. Basa b'cholav asabana. This is as follows. Lama eino chal Easter basa b'cholav al Easter chalev. This is a Moshev. I said it by Kachin. Say it here as well. Who has this kasha? Lecha Mishnah. The Rambam asked the kasha first, hundreds of years earlier. Vahat Shuva. Basa b'cholav neser b'hano. Listen carefully. Meisha os asaro hakosuv la'achila. Shekola isur achila osur b'hano. Atchi efar lecha hakosuv. He quotes Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. V'ein shem kosuv she'osur achiloso. The cost of Easter Anna also, Rak Shnein Yonim Yachad Haim, Easter Basa B'cholav, together. Well, the Fichach, Shano Omrim, and Easter Chal Al Easter, Lo Yachol Easter Basa B'cholav, Al Easter Nevela, Velo Hoya Asa B'ano, Avalu Mutta B'ano, V'ocha Yemen Elokim Mishim Nevela, V'ein Shom Easter Basa B'cholav, Kol Ikar. What did he say? He says more, but that's the essence of what he's saying. He's saying that in contrast to Kachim, which is a separate Easter of Hanah, Easter Hanah Mikachim, we say Easter Moshev. Basa B'cholav is fundamentally an Easter Achila. Hanah derives from the Easter of Achila. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara. Those words that I just read to you are the exact same words that we just saw a few minutes ago on Kuf Yud Dal and Amud Beis. Let's take a look again, one more time. One more time, let's look at one more time. What did it say? One more time. Kuf Yud Dal and Amud Beis. What does it say? Kol Mokom Shenema Lo Yochal Lo Sokol Lo Sokol Echad Yisra Achila Chesema Mashma Ad Sheyefrod Lecha Kosov. And by Nevela, it's unique. Those words I read to you, if you heard carefully, from the Parish of Mishnah to the Rambam. So the Lecha Mishnah is being accused of forgetting the Rambam. As they say nicely, the Chasam Sofer writes nicely, Nela mimenu lefi shor. For that minute, he forgot the Rambam. He forgot it, but for that minute that he wrote the Sefer, he forgot the Rambam. Comes along, listen carefully now. The Prima Gaon that we know him from the Sefer over here, we saw it a few times, he wrote a Sefer on Masechta Chulin. A few other Masechtas also. Anybody in this room know what the name of the Prima Gaon Sefer on Shas is? Rosh Yosef, correct. The Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef on this daf is a brilliant answer to defend that the Lecha Mishnah didn't forget anything. It makes the following amazing pshat. Look, the Rambam quoted Rav Ashi, in effect. What did Rav Ashi say here on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis? What did Rav Ashi say? Omer Avashi minayin lebasim b'chol ha'shasim b'achila shenemar v'osocha kol toweva dara dara hanon minayin Rabbi Abo, etc. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis is going only according to Rav Ashi's derivation. Lecha Mishnah knew that. He didn't forget anything. He knew that. The problem is that the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Ashi. How did the Rambam, who wants to guess how the Rambam paskins? We read it before. How did the Rambam paskin? Like whom? Kuf tes vav amud beis. Who? Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tano. Tosavashagadi three times is your question. How good your question is? Your question is correct. Tosavashagadi three times. Then the question is a very excellent question. The Nakuna Naflah should be wrong, claims the Rosh Yosef. The Nakuna Naflah is correct only according to Rav Ashi, that the source for Achila is Lo Sochal, and I know Rabbi Avo that's included in the word Lo Sochal. So if it's included in Lo Sochal, it's a derivative of Lo Sochal. So Hano is derived dependently from Achila. So you can't say Isa Mosif and then it's going to be Achila. Fakert. Isa Mosif doesn't start. It's stopped in its tracks because it has to emerge from Yisra Achila. Yisra Achila is not Chal, and Yisra Chal and Yisra. Rav Bosi, follow me? If it's an Yisra Achila, which has a derivative of Hana, it can't say Mosif. Because the Yisra Hana only comes from the Achila. Yisra Achila is stopped in its tracks by Yisra Chal and Yisra. Only by Kochim, which is an independent Yisra of Hana, that's Chal immediately. And it filters down to become Yisra Achila as well. That's a brilliant piece of logic. So the Rav Shosef is only true according to Rav Ashi, that the source for the Yisra Achila of Basa B'chol is Lo Sochal, and the Yisra Anah is Rabbi Abo, Kol Mokash Lo Sochal is even Yisra Anah. Then the Nekud HaFlo is true. But if, as you said, based on Lo Sevashel, Nekud HaFlo is false. So if the Nekud HaFlo is false, the Lecha Mishnah is stuck with a problem. Why don't we say to Nisa Mosef? So he gave his own answer. And he would presume, so we didn't forget, that the Rambam himself would come up from the dead, would give me Yashkoyach. I get a good answer according to Rav Ashi, but according to Tver Bishlam Stok, you, Lecha Mishnah, give a great answer. So writes the Rosh Yosef. Brilliant piece of work. Everyone follow me? Say one more time. I read you that the cool of the flaw of the Rambam increases. There he says that although it's true that Yisrael is an Yisra Mosef, as he himself wrote his Perek Yudal Halacha Yutes, that Kochim is superimposed on Chela, because Kochim is Anor and Chela is only Achila, you don't apply a rule to Basa B'cholav. Why? Because the Basa B'cholav, in contrast to Kochim, the Yisra Anor derives from the Yisra Achila. And he even quotes the Gemara that we saw on Kuf Yud Aleph Beis, Kol Mokom Shenemar Lo Sochal and Achila No Achiv Merakosim. Fine. So instead of saying Yisra Chalalis, as we say by Ano of Kachin, we stop it in his tracks. Yisra Ano doesn't even take effect because it gets bumps to a brick wall of the Yisra Achila, which is Yisra Chalalis. Beautiful. The Kura Neflo Mamish. Problem is, Lecha Mishnah has exactly the same kasha. Give a different teretz. He forgot the Rambam. through Rashi Yosef says, no, you didn't forget. The Rambam is true according to whom? Come on, help me out. According to whom is it true? According to Rav Ashi, who derived Masa B'cholov from Lo Socha. Then, Hanos, a derivative thereof. And you can't have the derivative unless you start first with the Yisr Achila. Can't have the Yisr Achila. Why? In the Sechalissa. You can't go through the back door of Moses. It just doesn't get started. However, we pass it in like a rare Tabbeder of Yishmol. Lord Savashal three times. The U.S. before, that's your Kasha. You, in fact, U.S. is Kasha, right? That it shouldn't be, this logic should be false. Because that's the Rav Yerush Yotel. You're right. The logic is false. According to the Lord Savashal derivative, that's how we derive it, the three independent Yisurim. Achila, let's start. Bishul, Achila, Hana. Three totally independent Yisurim. If the three totally independent Yisurim, the Kuna flaw shouldn't work. So Taka doesn't work. So why do we say it's an Yisur of Mosif? Since it's Chal Hana, it's filtered back down into Achila as well. Can't it's Lecha Mishta. What do you mean it's Chal Hana? According to the Rambam, there's never any din of Malkus by an Yisur Hana. Why not? He says, why? It's an Eino Inyan. It's not Beforish Bekra. So if it's not Beforish Bekra, there's no Malkus. So if there's no Malkus on the Hana asking the Basel B'cholim ever, how can that filter down to create an Yisur Malkus with respect to Achila? Ad Kan Lecha Mishnah's answer. Somebody in the room should be jumping up and down to the ceiling with a kasha.
Yes. I don't think it's your kasha. But
sorry. Yes.
I say in the Rambam himself, he talks about how the Lushan of Lo Tavashal is not a kol shekhen. What's his Lushan? He says it's like it's all the more so the Achila should be out there. Second of all, isn't there
So that is my kasha.
Okay.
That is my kasha. Slowly. Whoever has the oz v'hoda rabosai, please. And look at this is worthwhile showing your friends. All right, if you don't have, look at the very beginning of Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Tes. Either look in the back on your own or on your screen, or look over your neighbor's shoulder. This is very, very important. I believe, with all respect to the Prima Gaon's brilliance, this teretz is simply not true. It's just not true. I'm discussing lumbus. It loveless is great. It's not true. Why? Everyone open up to Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. If you have Oz Zohar, it's right here on page Vav, column 2, towards the beginning. If you have a screen, you can get it also. If not, just listen. Basa b'cholav asa levashto v'asa le'ochlo min ha-Torah v'asa b'hano Umishabishel Mishneim Kazayis Kechod Loke Shenemar Losavashel Gediba Halevimo Vechain Ha'ochel Kazayis Mishneim Meabosov Viacholov Shinispashel Kechod Loke Afalpishel Obishel. What's the obvious question? If you're going to tell me that the only source is Losavashel Gediba Halevimo, and that source, being the only source, is Mefurish Bikra, and therefore is Malkus on Bishul. But there's no Malkus on Hanoah, which is only derived from where? Come on, help me out. Lo Savash Gedim Bachalevimo with an Eino Inyan. It's not Mefurish Bikra. So there's no Malkus. What's the obvious question? Why is there Malkus on Achila? Pshhh. You didn't ask me that question. Okay. Slow. What, you have the Gemara?
No, the Gemara says Lo Sochu Kol Toiva.
Uh-huh. Slow. So Lecha Mishnah, in effect, asked this question at the very beginning. Go slowly. And says that the Rambam paskins three times. How do you know it? From the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That always gives away secrets in the Rambam. Rabbi Elsai, whoever looks at these things, the introduction of the Rambam to every area of halacha tells you how many mitzvahs there are. Yeses and noes, positives and negatives. I read you the Rambam. Listen carefully. He says, Shalol lechol basa b'cholach. Shalol levashlo. He has two lavim d'oraisa, one eating and one cooking. What is conspicuously absent?
I know.
What's conspicuously present? Achila. So the Rambam discusses this, Rabosai, in his third sefer. Not the Yad HaChazaka Mishnah Torah, not the Pirush HaMishnayis. What's the Rambam's third sefer? Sefer HaMitzvos. And in Sefer HaMitzvos, he does quote this idea of Gimel Pomin Lo Sevasho, and he asks the question against himself. Why am I counting only two of the 613? I should count three. Answers the Rambam, because Hana is a derivative of Achila. It's absolutely against the Rosh Yosef. And even if the source is Los Avashel three times, nonetheless, he considers Hana a derivative of Achila. Yes.
Why do you need three times then?
Oh, so why three times? Why three times? Just have it two times. Excellent question. Oh. So the Rambam, and this I would like to read to you, I don't have it in front of me, anyway. We can't get it on the screen now. We'll see it tomorrow, we'll be there in the Shir. Oh, tomorrow is Thursday, correct?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to be starting Shir at 10:45 until 12:15. At 12:15, many Talmidim have to go take a lunch break, they have their college classes at 1 or something like that. So that's the schedule on Thursdays. 10:45 until 12:15. That's the same duration, just it's earlier. And Sunday, well, this Sunday we'll see already, but as a rule, it's also an hour and a half, but from 11:30 until 1 o'clock. Just give me a scheduling. Right? So we have 1 to 2:30 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as a rule, and Thursday 10:45 to 12:15, and then 11:30 to 1. Okay, everyone with me so far? Just get the schedule wise. So the Rambam is bothered by all these questions. And the Rambam says something remarkable. Let's just give you a brief synopsis of what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that had the Torah simply used the expression of Achila, could have said Lo Savash of Libachal Elimo, and Lo Socha Basa Bacholov. So we mean that we know everything. It would be perfect. Right? Lo Savash would be what? Would be Isa Bishel, Doraisa. Lo Sochal would be Isa Rachila, Doraisa. And I know, we would know automatically, because why? Whenever it says in the Torah, Lo Sochal, Yochal, Yochal, it always includes Hano. And it'd be no matter, it would be perfect. So why did the Torah write the perfect formulation? You know what the answer is? An amazing answer. Amazing answer. And the answer is found and what we saw in Shir yesterday. If you open the Shulchan Aruch to the very beginning, Mamash, the very, very beginning, the opening Pesach Shur, the very first line, the opening line, Yisr Achila, V'av shalo kiderech achila v'ano osur v'lo k'nolov, ma'shekin b'sharisur chutz miklaya kerem, ken kosel v'rambam, perek yudal halacha yud alef. That's the reason, says the Rambam. Had it said simply Lo Sochal, we would have thought it's only Kederach Achilos, like all other Isurim. Lo Sochal means the normal way of eating. Here it says Lo Savashel, to teach you, the same as Klai Akerem. This week's Parsha Klai Akerem. Have you done the Shnayim Mikra yet? Who knows the source of Klai Akerem? It's Asabana, who knows? It says Pentukdash. And the Chazal Dash and you read the Chumash and Rashi. You have to burn it. Get rid of it. Doesn't say Lo Socha Klai Kerem. It's Asim Shalok Derech Hano. Sold the basa b'chalav. Never used the expression of achila. Lo sevashel. So it's also even shaloka derech achila. It's mafurish gemara psachim chavdal. I'm out of time. It's also mafurish. So I'm going to stop right here in the middle of this presentation. Tomorrow at 10:45, we'll see out of the Shemaya. We will continue. We'll discuss the weekend schedule of the letter tomorrow. Okay. Oh, where's that piece of paper? We go around to finish. Can you sign it?